Happy to be joined by another regional radio dream team athlete. It's Emma Shirley of Crystal City and a sprinter for the Hornets and an all-stater in a couple of events at state this past year. She finished second in class one in the 200 meter with a time of 26.14 seconds and then finished third in the 100 meter with a time of 12.66 seconds. So all-state in both, top three finishes in both to go along with her conference championships, district and sectional championships as well. So Emma, you kind of accomplished a lot your senior year, didn't you?
Yes.
Talk about that experience, your senior year going out the way you did.
Well, before we started, I started lifting more. And so this is the first season that I actually had a little more muscle on me, which I think helped very much because I was a lot stronger towards the endings of my races because I could always get out of the blocks fast, but then it was keeping that fast pace throughout the whole race. So I think lifting really helped me. I think that was my biggest thing that helped me throughout my whole senior season.
Yeah, certainly lifting can definitely help in many regards. You were pretty much a model of consistency for Crystal City on the track and field side and even the cross-country side, which you made a dream team as a freshman in cross-country. But sticking to the track and field stuff, we have in our notes here that you finished first or second in every meet this past year. So how much of, or I guess you probably had a pretty good idea what you were going to be able to accomplish. Did you get everything done that you thought you'd be able to get done?
Yes. I was very happy with how my season went, how I went out. Like, I think I went out with a bang, which I wanted to, and I had set goals and for, like, state and districts and sectionals, and I was very pleased with, like, all the places I got, all the success that I got throughout my senior season. I was very pleased with everything throughout the whole season.
One of your teammates, Micaiah Fells, got an Athlete of the Week award several weeks back whenever she finished really well at districts and was getting ready for the sectionals. And she was another, model of consistency for the Crystal City track and field team. How much of a relationship did you guys have, and how much do you feel like that relationship, benefited the both of you?
Well, last season, our junior season, it was literally just me and her. So our relationship got a lot closer last year, and going into our senior year, we were super close because of us being the only sprinter girls last year. So it was kind of up to us, the sprinting aspect of it. And then we both went to state last year together, and then this year coming in, we had a few more like sprinter girls, but no, our relationship is great. We both help each other out. We are always encouraging each other. She's a phenomenal athlete in everything that she does. She's phenomenal at hurdling, as everyone already knows. We have a great relationship, yes.
And moving forward, Emma, what is next for you? Are you sticking with the track and field stuff in college?
Yes, I'm attending Maryville University with Coach Bingham. And yes, I got a track scholarship, so I'll be doing that up there.
How excited are you about that? I mean, I know we're here in the summertime, and we're almost to the end of June. You're just a couple of months away from being a college freshman. What are your thoughts on that?
It's very nerve-wracking, but I'm super excited. I'm excited to be on that next level. I'm excited to have new teammates and just be around people that I know want to get better, that want to work hard, want to like be very successful. So, no, I'm very excited, very nervous at the same time, but I think it'll be a good fit for me.
All right, well, very well. I want to sort of loop back around to making Dream Team here, Emma, if you don't mind, and just sort of ask you, how you found out and kind of what the reaction of, friends, family, and the school has been like.
Well, I got the text that me and Micaiah were going to be, like, entered into it, and then we would find out, like, a couple weeks later. And then I found out, obviously, on your guys' Twitter, and so I was thrilled. I was really excited because I hadn't gotten in so long, and I really feel like I've worked so hard this season, and my family and friends have been amazing. They are always so supportive and encouraging. So, of course, they were super excited for me. The school's been great, too, especially my coaches. I couldn't do anything without them or my teammates. They have pushed me so much, and I'm going to miss them all very much. But, no, everybody's been amazing, and I was so thrilled to get Dream Team again.
Emma,
and this time for track.
Yes, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, you're fine.
One of those coaches, you know, Dan Fox, he became the head track and field coach. What are some other coaches that you want to take the time now to thank for getting you to where you are?
Coach Greg Rex, he does not get enough praise. He does so many little things that help us so much in the long run. He is phenomenal. He does everything from rubbing our legs out to making sure we eat in between races and having food stocked and everything. He is absolutely amazing. And he does so much and does not get as much praise as he really should. Coach Fox came in and we butted heads a little bit at the beginning just because he was not used to coaching girls, because he used to be a football coach. So it was very different, but it was really good, actually. He pushed me a lot. He was the one that got me into weightlifting. So I owe a lot of my success this season to him because of lifting. And then Coach Massa, Taylor Massa, she's a junior high coach, but she's always there just to help out the girls with the guys who are kind of getting on our nerves and we need to relieve our stress or vent. She's always there. She's so fun. But they are just a great group of coaches, and they are always so encouraging, and they do so much, and like they don't get enough praise at all. So I would just like to thank all of them.
All right, there you go. Very well. I appreciate you doing that, giving some love to your coaches there at Crystal City. Emma Shirley, again, a Dream Team athlete, first time for track and field, second time overall, a member of the Crystal City Hornets, soon to be a member of the Maryville girls track and field program. Emma, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck in college, and hopefully you are able to achieve everything you want to.
Thank you so much.
That wraps up our Dream Team interview with Emma Shirley of Crystal City Track and Field.